Local authorities will be given a €150 million fund to buy derelict business premises and refurbish them for much needed housing. It's the latest in a number of attempts by government to encourage owners of derelict homes and businesses to renovate their properties so people can live in them. We're joined by Gavin Lawler, Vice President of the Irish Planning Institute. You're welcome and good morning. Gavin Lawler, this latest one, is it specifically for business, for commercial premises which are derelict?
It's not specific to commercial or business premises. It's any premises within towns or villages which planning authorities identify as being vacant. It also includes vacant homes, for example, old houses that might exist and might be derelict or semi-derelict on main streets.
Right. So how many of these premises are there? Because those numbers are still unclear.
They're still very unclear, and one of the tasks for the local authorities will be to identify the total quantum. It's a bit of a moving target. If you look at census, the census in 22, they're saying that of the order of 57,000 houses or so were vacant, and they're homes only, not business premises. So it'll be more than that, at least. So it's quite a sizable quantum of units that would be vacant. But in global terms, in overall terms, within the total mix of units within towns and villages, not significant. I think the bigger problem is that most of that vacancy is sort of focused in villages and towns in more rural areas of the country. But there, it also exists in urban areas and larger cities like Limerick and Cork and Galway.
What happens if the owners of the premises, whether it's a house or a business, don't want to sell to the local authorities? What powers do the authorities have in that instance?
Well, they'll have the normal compulsory purchase order powers. But I think one of the things that needs to be borne in mind is that the residential zoned land tax, which has come up, has identified vacant properties within urban areas that would be suitable for residential development. And the owners of those properties, even though they may be suboptimal for redevelopment, in other words, they can't afford to redevelopment because there's too much cost involved in redeveloping the structures, those owners were going to be charged 3% on the development value of the land. So, you know, they're the types of units that the councils are going to be targeting, the ones that are suboptimal in terms of they're too expensive as such to redevelop.
How many houses then could this yield?
Again, entirely uncertain as to what, and the ambition isn't to just simply deliver a big chunk of housing all in one go. The €150 million is a rolling fund, and so it basically local authorities are asked to look at the funding that they've received to date under URDF. To see how that's worked and hasn't worked, and then to identify sites that they think are suitable for the new €150 million funding. And essentially, the idea is they buy it, they improve it, and then they sell it, and then the money that they get, they reinvest in another property. So that's the idea. It's to kickstart a redevelopment programme within the local authorities to try and help town centres revitalise.
But measures are needed now, and I'm wondering, this isn't a short-term measure, presumably, because the refurbishment and that whole process from start to end takes a long time.
Yeah, it does. And unfortunately, there's no quick fix for any of this. It takes time to build houses. So it's a very welcome fund. It's something that's been called for quite some time, since about 2018. It's been talked about. The ambition is that in Q2, they're going to be, this year, according to the department, they're going to be issuing funding allocations to the various local authorities. And we should start to see results later this year and early into next year. So that's as quick as it can go. You know, building takes time. You can't just click your fingers and boom, houses there.
I mean, the vacant homes refurbishment grant was announced towards the end of last year, I think. And yeah. Suggestions are that there's only been around 900 applications for that grant, with no indication at this stage of how many of those applications have been successful. Does that give you any hope that there will be a much take-up in this latest scheme to get derelict properties back into use?
Well, very much so. I think this is slightly different. This is local authorities identifying sites that they think are important within their towns and villages for redevelopment. It isn't requiring people who own properties to make a request to redevelop the property. So in a lot of towns and villages, you have units, whether they're former shops with houses over the top of them, where they're owned, and they might be, there might be difficulty with probate, there might be difficulty understanding who owns the property. The person who might own the property may well have emigrated. There's a whole load of complicating factors that exist in terms of property in urban areas that are derelict or vacant. And this fund allows the planning authority to go and identify those issues, identify the properties first, identify the issues with it, carry out works, remedial works to it, and either resell the property or apply for other funding to put social housing tenants into it, or affordable rental property, create as an affordable rental property, and ultimately then to generate income for themselves to reinvest in the villages and towns. So it's a really welcome investment, and it's something that's on a long-term basis will start to make a difference to the towns and villages. It's not going to be a quick fix. It will take time.
Thank you very much indeed. Gavin Lawler, Vice President of the Irish Planning Institute.